You can tell I'm not used to this stuff, can't you?
Oh, no.
Okay. Okay, as you can see, I believe I am blessed. And thinking about what I was going to say this morning, I realized I have to take you on a journey with me, just a small one, not a big one. We'd be here till next year this time. Okay. But I do believe and I know that I am blessed. You don't know of all my adventures, all my journeys, but God is so good. Let me start with my childhood. I was raised by my grandparents since I was 4.5 months old. And when my mother died on November 4th, 1959, I had four sisters and one brother. And then we were all a combined family. And my great-grandmother was living with us also. But she died that same year, too. And I can remember, her name was Mama Pet. We call her Mama Pet. My first Bible verse she taught me was Jesus wept. That was my first one. We used to have choir rehearsal, and when you went to choir rehearsal at church and stuff, you had to have a Bible verse. So I had mine. Jesus wept. The second one she taught me, and I still cling to it this day, is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. It's a step there, though. You got to seek him first and his righteousness. And a lot of times we get a lot of things that we don't even deserve. But God loves us so. I was brought up in the church where we went most Sundays three times. Three times. Anybody in here remember those days?
Yes.
Okay. 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 We went to Sunday school, morning worship, and evening worship. And on Monday, we went to BYPU. That's the Young People Training, Baptist Training Union. Then on Friday, we went to choir rehearsal every week. Okay. I got to go back. And on Thursday, we went to usher board meeting. We had to be in everything. My church was Friendship Missionary Baptist Church. It still exists on 3rd and Division in West Palm Beach. I was baptized at 6 years old. And I have to tell you this. When I used to go to revival meeting with my parents, they would always say, "Must Jesus bear the cross alone?" I was little. I thought it was a bear at the bottom of the cross. A bear. A bear. Okay? I was young. But I know better now. And that's what matters. My journey as a child was up and down. At times, I did not believe my grandparents knew anything. But to fast forward you in this journey, I found out real early in my adulthood that they were wise far beyond belief. But they prayed for us. I could hear my grandmother late at night as she was on her knees. Mama would cry when she prayed. And she would holler out, "Lord, help them, help them, help them." And in the morning when she got up and she got us up for school, you could see where her eyes were swollen and red from where she had been crying. But her prayers has brought me so far. Not only me, but my children, my brother, my sisters. We were poor coming up, but I didn't know that. We had everything we needed and more. As I struggled through life, I can pay attention to the roads I was traveling and thought I had control that I really didn't have. My hardships with my children taught me to depend on the Lord, to know that He will take care of everything. Life's lessons taught me to slow down and pray sincerely to God and believe that God will answer the prayer and to always be careful what you pray for, because God does answer prayer. Might not be the way you want it or we expect it, but see, we don't have any tentacles. We have fingers. The tentacles that God has, He can bring somebody from another part of the world into your life to straighten you out. And when we meet people, it's not by coincidence. God put angels in our path to slow us down and to show us and to aid us. Because when I pray, I ask, "Lord, help me this day. Order my steps. Give me angels to watch over me and all my loved ones." And I've taught my son to pray the same thing. I didn't know he was coming today until this morning. Anyway. There have been times in my life that I didn't know where to turn. There were also times I thought I could do it all. Anybody in here like that besides me? Okay, it doesn't work. Let me make it clear. I prayed to God to take it, but then I would turn around and call myself fixing it because God took too long. I didn't have time for it to be done right because I thought I was right. This is my first lesson of having faith to believe that the word of God is true. In repeating that Bible verse, and all things whatsoever ye shall pray for, believing it, you shall receive it. If you're not going to believe it, if you're not going to believe that he's going to do it, why pray it? I'm taking longer than I thought I would. There have been times in my marriage, raising my children, relationships with my family, job and friends, when I was not the fixer, I was the mixer. I was the person who made the mess. I mixed and messed up everything. God was the only one who could come back and untangle the mess and make it right. Let me say this again. You have to be careful what you pray for, because God answers prayer. There are times what we determine to be good to us is not good for us. And what's good for us is not always good to us. We have to hold on to God's unchanging hand at every turn, because a lot of times we don't know. And that's the time when I remembered that poem about footprints in the sand. That was the time when I saw one set that he carried me. I know he's carried you too. It's life, people. It is life. But God is our life. We depend on him. Sometimes I go around saying God so much, I think about when Derek was little. He used to call Mama, 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 Mama. And I said, I'm going to change my name. So I figure God is saying, I'm saying, God, God. And he's saying, I'm going to change my name. But he doesn't. He still loves us just the same. On my last job, there was a time when I worked at the sheriff's office that I thought I should have gotten a promotion for a certain division. Through the years, I received promotions, but not that one. Then one day, 3 years before retirement, my supervisor called me and told me that I was to supervise that division I had wanted for years. But she also added two more divisions, and I didn't even know the jobs. I had to learn the jobs to run them. And one of my best friends at the job was Gloria. Where is she? Okay. It's Gloria, and she knows it. She helped me so much. Now I had four divisions. Again, I say, be careful what you pray for. He didn't give them to me when I thought I should get them. He gave them to me when he knew that I would be able to go to them and say, I'm not going to ask you to do a bit more than what I would do. And I would talk to them about how to be fair and how to be kind to one another, because the customers that came into the sheriff's office, they didn't always look a part that they thought they would. I said, be careful how you judge people. You don't know where they're coming from or where they've been. Be careful. Because we have children ourselves, and we wouldn't want anybody to mistreat them. I got the four divisions. I did not want them. Just like I said, Gloria helped me on a lot of occasions, especially with consolidations. One Sunday morning, I was making up my bed before I got dressed for church, and I heard a voice say, well, I gave it to you. I stopped and said, what? I thought about it for a while, and it came to me, and I said, why now? I'm on my way out. Why now? A lot of times when we pray for stuff, God will give it to us. But we're not ready for it at that particular time, because wherever we are, we have to draw all men unto him. That's a part of what we do. Because he's in us. And we're supposed to let the light of God shine through us so others can see our great works. My family. I've had relationship problems with my family siblings. And if you thought you were the only one, you're not alone. I believe every family desire to be closer. And my solution is to keep praying. My sister Inez died in 2005 of kidney failure. We loved each other. But I wanted a closer relationship with all of my siblings. Inez and I bonded for 5 years like we had never bonded before. And then she passed away. I had the best 5 years with my sister before she left. And that makes me know and makes me believe that I am blessed. Now I'm coming down to First Christian Church. Coming to First Christian was not a coincidence. I had prayed that God would help me find a church family. One day I came out of my office at work and went to Gloria's desk. In talking, I told Gloria I was looking for a church family. She invited me to First Christian, and I came that following Sunday. I remember being greeted by Donna Kelly, a beautiful lady with a gleaming smile and a sparkle in her eyes. That's how I remember her. And when I saw Dawn, I had to take another look. He looked a little bit like the Jesus portrait you see in the pictures. He didn't have a beard. He had the long hair. Every time he moved, his hair would move. He walked up and down the aisles. He doesn't do like he used to anymore. But he used to walk up and down the aisle preaching. And he had my full attention at what he was saying. I took my eyes off his hair and I listened to what he had to say. It seemed like he knew my problems. And I had never seen the man a day before in my life. I didn't know him and he didn't know me. I wanted to join the church that Sunday, but I had to be sure. And I wanted to see if this was real, what I was seeing and what I was feeling. The next day, I waited for Gloria to settle down in her job, and after about 2 hours, I went to her desk and I told her how much I enjoyed the sermon and the warmness I felt from the people I had met Sunday. I proceeded to ask Gloria if she remembered what Don said when I would repeat what he had said in the sermon, and she told me, "No, Lorraine, I don't remember that." I went back in my office. And I came back out again. I said, "Gloria, do you remember when Don said this?" "No, Lorraine." I went back in my office. I came back out again. I said, "Gloria, do you remember when Don said this?" She said, "No, Lorraine." I asked her, "Did we hear the same sermon?" But I realized what I heard was for me. What she heard was for her. We have our own personal relationship. And he talks to us when we listen or not. But sometimes going to a room and just sit down and pray without television, put the phone anywhere, way far away. And just sit down and talk to him and be still. And you'll hear that still, small voice. God don't come with all that drama. That still, small voice. He'll let you know he loves you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. I believe, I know, I am blessed. I have been coming to First Christian Church from then to now. And I think that was in 1999 that I joined. I believe I am blessed to be a part of this Christian family. I feel like I am a family member of the best kept secret in Palm Beach County. I do believe I'm blessed. Thank you.